Blog Talk Radio.
Confident woman.
Okay.
And now I'm ready to my request known.
Okay.
I am asking God for continued focus. I am asking God for results on this week based on efforts that he knows I have been working on. I am asking God for clarity of thought and mind.
Is there anyone else on the line that would like to give their prayer request at this time?
This is woman discovering who she is or has discovered who she is. This week I would like to pray. My request is a speedy recovery for my pastor. I also would like to pray for more instruction and direction from the Lord. Also, more focus and commitment, and forgetting those things that are past and pressing forward to prize a mark for high calling in Christ Jesus. And that's it.
Okay. So far on the request, I have continued focus, results based on efforts, clarity of thoughts and mind, speedy recovery for your pastor, more instructions, directions, commitment, and devotion, and forgetting those things which were behind you and pressing forward towards the mark of a higher calling. Is that correct, ladies?
Yes.
Yes, I have one more. I like to pray for the core group that started with the cleanse. Everyone who is out there who might be going through. I'd like to stand in the gap for what they might be going through.
Okay.
Okay, we have you're standing in for the women that have started on this cleanse and are out there and the things that they may be experiencing at this time in their lives. You're standing in a gap for them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Are there anyone else on the line on this morning that would care to give any prayer requests? Okay, since there's no one at this time, I will go ahead and give my prayer request during today. I'm praying for drive, motivation, focus, direction, ambition, and increase on this week. And I just want to make sure before we move on to our next section of our bullseye this morning, just to make sure that there is no one else on the line that would like to give their prayer request on this morning. Okay. Since we do not have anyone else at this time, I am going to ask our prayer warrior, woman discovering who she is, if she would take us and lead us in prayer on this morning.
All right. Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, we come before you humbly to know how, Lord Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, for another day, God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Lord, Father God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for anything we've done, said, or thought outside of your will, Lord, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to keep us, Lord, Father God, in the palm of your hands, Lord. You say all that you hold in your hands, no one the devils in hell can pluck out, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you for the cleanse and what you're going to do in the cleanse, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we come before you, touch it in the green, Lord, Father God, seeking you on these things for these that we've asked this week, Lord, Father God. Lord, we need continued focus, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to keep us on the right path, Lord, Father God. Let us not veer to the left or the right, Lord, Father God. But, Lord, keep us in the direction that you have us to go, Lord, Father God. Keep our minds and thoughts clear, Lord, Father God. Give us clarity, Lord, Father God, instruction and direction, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, in the way that you have us to move, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to give us driving and ambition, Lord, Father God. Push us, Lord, Father God. Stir up something on the inside, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that would take us to where we need to go, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to motivate us, Lord, Father God, that we would find our own motivation, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that disturb the passions that we have on the inside, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to do your will, Lord, Father God, and to do your works, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to help us forget those things that are past, Lord, Father God, any hindrances, Lord, Father God, that might keep us from moving forward, Lord, Father God. Lord, we ask you to move them out the way, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we bind up the hands of the enemy, Lord, Father God, that might try to fight us, Lord, Father God, and our thoughts, Lord, Father God, and the things that we're trying to do, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we lift up the ladies, Lord, Father God, from the core group, Lord, Father God, the ones that are present, the ones that are not in the core, Lord, Father God. Lord, wherever they may be, Lord, Father God, we ask you to touch them, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Wherever they may be right now in their lives, Lord, Father God, we ask you to move for them, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue to bless them, Lord, Father God, and make ways out of no ways for them, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to continue to bring deliverance, Lord, Father God, in their lives, Lord, Father God. We ask you to elevate them, Lord, Father God, spiritually and naturally, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to continue to have your way in their lives, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need to be committed to your will and your way, Lord, Father God. Keep us consistent, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, do it for us, Lord, Father God. We want to see a manifestation, Lord, Father God, of the request that we're putting in, Lord, Father God, on the work that we're doing, Lord, Father God. We're looking for results, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to put your hand on everything we're doing, Lord, Father God, and make it move, Lord, Father God. We're looking for progress, Lord, Father God, and production, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, not because you have to, Lord, Father God. Lord, but you said, seeking you shall find, knock, and the door shall be open, Lord, Father God. Lord, you said, make our request known unto you, Lord, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know you're God that hears and answers prayers, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know heaven and earth belongs to you, and the fullness thereof, Lord, Father God, and all that's within, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know the king's heart is in your hand, Lord, Father God. Lord, you can cause him to move, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to touch the decision makers, Lord, Father God. And say yes to your will, Lord, Father God, and yes to your way, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, looking for increase, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need you to elevate us spiritually and naturally, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Father God. God, we praise you, Lord, Father God. Lord, lift up my path and nose, Lord, Father God, that may be ill or bedridden, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to send out your healing virtue, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of
Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for a speedy recovery, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, as you touch his body, Lord Father God, and him, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let no weapon form against the prophet, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we ask you to heal our families, Lord Father God. Remedy illness or conditions that may be in place, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, Lord Father God, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord Father God. Lord, we lift you up and glorify you, magnify your name, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, Lord Father God, and we're looking for you, Lord Father God. To give us the victory, Lord Father God, over situations, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we will give your name all the glory and honor, Lord Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, I thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you,
Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, God.
In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, 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 God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you, God. For all things, God, we thank you, we praise you for it, God. Yes, God, we thank you, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you this morning. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I just want to take a few minutes to glorify the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God. We are worthy to be praised, God.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God, we just thank and praise you on this morning, God. For all things, God, we know all things come together for our good, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We glorify you and we magnify you, God. Oh, God, we praise your holy name, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God. Oh, God, because we know in your word it says when our praises go up, God, your blessings come down, God. Oh, God, we praise you on this morning, God. Oh, God, because we ask you to release, God, everything that we've prayed for on this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for these things, God, these things that you're going to do, God. Oh, God, we praise you, God. Oh, God, we glorify you, God. We magnify you, God. We give you honor and glory on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Glory to God, God. We thank you. We thank you for the prayer, God. Oh, God, we thank you for this day, God. Yes, God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. Oh, glory to God. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. For strength, God. For renewed peace, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing and restoration, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for it, God. We thank you, God, for transformation, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for even coming together, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we praise you, God. Oh, God, we praise you for these things, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I just feel a praise in my spirit on this morning. Just thanking God for whatever is to come, whatever is right now, for whatever situation we're going through. I just hear in my spirit, just thank him. Just thank him for it. Thank him for it. In all things, give God thanks. In all things, give God praise and glory and honor. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, I thank you, God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you, God. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for just listening to us this morning, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Okay, I'm going to move on now and ask everybody to declare and decree before the Lord on this morning. Declare and decree your request before God this morning.
I declare and decree focused, intentional results and results on this week. In Jesus' name, and it is so.
And it is so.
I declare and decree focus and commitment. I'm declaring and decree that God's going to open some things up to me. I'm declaring and decree healing for my pastor. I'm declaring and decreeing and moving forward for getting those things out behind me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It is so.
And it is so.
It is so.
And it is so. I declare and decree on this morning for drive. In the name of Jesus, do I declare this? I declare in the name of Jesus, motivation. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, focus. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, direction. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, ambition. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, increase. In Jesus' name do I declare and decree this, and it is so by the name of Jesus. All our declarations are that we declare and decree. It is so in the name of Jesus, because he says anything that we ask in his name, he will do it for us. And I thank God for hearing our declarations and decrees on this morning, because it is so. I thank God for it on this morning. Thank you, God, for hearing our declarations on this morning. God, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to open up the floor for you ladies to freely discuss what God has done for you on last week. I know that God is always doing miraculous things, and that we just have to acknowledge the things that he has done for us, not taking anything for granted. Even the small things are big when it comes to the things that God does for us. So we don't want to take for granted even the smallest things that God has done for us. So at this time, if you would share anything that God has done for you on last week, whether you think it's of importance or not, we need to acknowledge all things that God has done for us, great or small. Anyone want to take the time to do that?
This is Woman Discovering Who She Is. I'm going to say my testimony is under construction or in progress, but I thank God. I believe God is moving for me and my household and the things that I need.
done. I thank God for stepping away. I thank God for giving me strength to do what I need to do. I thank God for ever being present, ever showing me, ever answering questions that I have. I thank God because he doesn't have to do it, but he does. I just thank God for his grace and his mercy. I'm just believing God on some things, and I see him moving. So I'm going to continue to press forward and see what the end is going to be. But God is always good. So I don't have a specific testimony to speak, but God is always good to me. So I thank God for that. I thank him for the cleanse once again. And he's helped me get committed and focused each and every week, even the more. I have a lot of stuff going on, so it's been a little challenge, but I'm getting there, so I thank God for that as well.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Confident woman, you want to share anything on this week?
Confident woman does. Focus was my ask on last week. And after the cleanse and after you reached out to me, committed woman of God, and you prayed into me the way you did, it was immediate. I got so incredibly focused. I focused on not just, you know, my business, but I focused on life. I focused on life, and I was able to have such an extraordinary week last week with my three-year-old, who I have been spoiling, and the focus and the clarity came that I could not keep spoiling her if she is to take on the next level of her growth and in her life and in her walk in God. So the focus came last week where I had her sleeping in her own bed because mommy's been spoiling her. She's been sleeping with mommy. With such grace and with such ease, it's been amazing. So I actually got out of my own way. God showed me to get out of my own way in order for her to be the amazing toddler that he wants her to be. I can't keep her as an infant. And that was a revelation for me. If I wanted to grow from one step to another, I have to do the work. I have to grow. I have to plug in and I have to do his work. It was such a revelation. And it only came because the request together as in this ministry was for focus, and I got it in every area of my life.
Wow. That's amazing. With that said, it took my mind back to when I first moved to North Carolina. My daughter was probably about 10 years old then. And I really didn't have any recollection why God had moved me to North Carolina or whatever, but he did. And I see now, you know, why he did what he did. But when I first came to this area, I moved myself and my daughter here, and I had moved from New York, and I was doing pretty well in New York and was able to give my daughter, you know, pretty much anything she really wanted. And, you know, sometimes we as parents get it kind of confused that, you know, if we give them and we shower them with all these material things, you know, it shows them, you know, just how much we love them and all this and everything. So it wasn't until I got down here that I didn't have any job, no car, no nothing, no means or anything. So God has taken me way down to my lowest or whatever. So I wasn't able to shower her with all those things that I was able to give her in New York by doing so well. But it wasn't until I was not able to give her those things anymore that I realized that I was creating a monster. And she wasn't able to get these things, and she was pulling at me, and oh, I'm not used to living like this, and da, 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 and just going on and on and on and on. and, you know, at times making me want to get, you know, turn and go back. But in my mind, I'm saying I'm not going back. You know, I'm moving forward, and, you know, I'm just going to have to deal with these things. But like I was saying, it made me realize that I had created a monster, that when there was no means to get all of those things, how she was acting. And I thank God to this day that he taken us that way, because now she realizes that anything in life is worth working for, and that everything in life is not handed to you on a silver platter, that you have to put forth the effort and you have to work for it. And it made her more appreciative, and it made her see and go through the struggle, because I always tried to prepare her for, even at a young age, that and instill in her things that if I was no longer around, that she would have that substance. So, yeah, it just kind of took me back there when you were talking about how you gained focus and you made her. And then one of the things, too, I had my daughter in the bed with me, too, also. And so she slept with me, you know, pretty much because it was just her and I, you know. And so she slept with me a lot years of her life. And so that was a hard transition to get her out of my bed and into her own bed. And even still now today, she'll come over or something, and I might be laying down or something like that, and she'll come and she'll crawl in the bed with me. So, it, you know, it stays with them. It just took me back there.
Well, I tell that also takes me back to myself. I think about when I first came to God and how he did so many things, you know, for me, you know, beloved kindness have joined me. And he did so many things, answered so many prayers back to back to show me who he was. And when he started taking me through my process, he didn't do everything that I wanted him to do. He didn't spoil me. I was so spoiled. I was already spoiled. I grew up spoiled, maybe not to the worst extent, but I was already spoiled coming into this thing. So when the Lord had to make me over, I couldn't understand, act like a big kid when he would take me through certain things. I understand what he was doing. So you bring that stuff into your adulthood as well. And when God has to put you on a potter's wheel and take you down and remold and make you into what he needs you to be, you know, we can have the same tendencies and think that he's supposed to do everything that we ask him to do when we want him to do. And he's not there for that purpose. We're here for his purpose. So I grew up spoiled. So I had to change my mind, had to change my ways and see that life is not like that, especially when you're dealing with God. You know, everything works together for the good of them that love him. And everything that he allows you to go through is not always going to be pleasant. But at the end results, you know, it makes it all worth the while. So it made me have to remember how I was so spoiled. And I would say, Lord, I'm sorry I'm so spoiled. I would get upset and, why are you doing this to me and why this and why that? But when it was all said and done, I thank God for the results that came about from the things that he was doing to me. So you have to have, what they say, that tough love. You know, he gives us tough love to help us get to where we need to be. And we don't always understand, especially if we were already in a spoiled state to begin with. So that was a big transition for me. So I thank God for that. So it's good that you ladies are doing what you have to do. And the same thing with my sons, you know. I hopefully that they have some balance in their lives, that, you know, when they turn their lives over to Christ, hopefully, and I believe God they will, that they won't have that same struggle that I did, you know,
expecting everything to go my way and how I want it to go and me to have what I want when I want to have it. So I thank God for that.
So, top of the woman, you heard our testimonies on how this thing works. We've already been down that same road that you're going through, so I hope that these are words of wisdom that you will remember that, you know, it's okay sometimes to make them see the struggle, so that way they will appreciate. You know, because I know with my daughter getting everything, she didn't really appreciate that stuff. She didn't really appreciate it. You know what I mean? You know how even today you can see, you know, with our children, they may get something. And one thing I noticed, like when she started to work for her own and had to get her own, that she would treat her stuff that she had to pay for herself better than the stuff that I would get her. I would have to fuss with her about throwing her stuff around, you know what I mean, and just laying her things around. But then when she got her own and she had to work for it and she had to do a little struggle for it, she became more appreciative of it. So, you know, and you're at the beginning stages, hon, so it's coming.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Coming.
Oh yeah, it's all good. Thank you.
And you have a thank woman you. Too?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely coming. I used a lot of psychology on her. I would try to reverse things and make her think that, and I remember one time she wanted to go to this party, and I knew that if I told her that she couldn't go to this party, that I was going to have to knock her head off. And I prayed, and I said, Lord, you know, if I go in there and tell her she can't go to this party, you know, sometimes I would let her go because the Spirit would allow me. And I would pray even with her, you know, Lord, teach me how to be a parent. And so even in small situations like that, I would pray. And so this one particular time she wanted to go to this party, and the Spirit was like, don't let her go. And so I was like, Lord, now, you know, if I go in there and tell her that she can't go to this party, I'm going to have to knock her head off tonight. I said, so I want you to go in there, and I want you to change her mind and make her think that this was her idea. So I ain't say anything. She went in the bathroom. She took a little shower and stuff. She came back out and she said, you know, I don't think I'll go. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, and it wasn't, and I thank God for the woman that she has turned out to be, because I know it was God that helped me to raise her. But, you know, I really didn't have a whole lot of her wanting to go and hang out and, you know, get involved in a lot of things that her mom got involved in. I thank God that she didn't follow my footpath, because mom was something before the Lord came in and cleaned her up.
I got it.
Well, ladies, so if there's nothing else anyone else wants to say about our praise reports on this week, we can move on to the scripture that kind of was just to me, and it's kind of falling in line with what we are discussing right now. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians verse 20, and it's that, "For we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And that lets me know that we belong to him. And he has paid price for us. And when you buy something with your hard-earned money, like we were just talking, you cherish that thing. You know, and you don't want nothing to happen to it because it's so hard and sweat into it and he put his blood into it for us. So that lets me know that he cherishes us and that he's cherishing this moment that we're having with him right now. That we're dedicating our time, our first fruits to him on this morning. And I would say that he might be quite pleased right now this morning with us, you know, just wanting to bask in his presence and give him glory for the things that he has taken us through and the things that he's showing us and the things that he's working out in our lives. And because he paid a price for us, that he wants nothing but the best for us. He holds us in his hands, in the hollow of his hands. And he just wants us to come into his presence and acknowledge doing the things that he has already done and things that is actually because I believe our past is what is before us. So I thank God for buying us with a price. And the price that he paid was his life. He gave blood for that. Blood is just washing us and cleansing us and hurting us, making us into the image of him that we might look more like him. We move through this that we are visiting right now. Because this is not our final home. So with that said, ladies, take that with you on this week. Bask in that and stop the price. Because if you think that you purchased, you don't want to be tore up. You want to keep it nice. You don't want nobody else to come in and disrupt it. You don't want nobody to tear up. You know, so you know how we can be, and it might be that, like, that favorite pair of shoes that we might have bought. You know, so lately on those shoes, we want them to go in the cracks of the ground, you know, especially if we paid a little money for them. So, that's what you want this weekend. Know that God cherishes us. And I thank him for cherishing us.
Committed women. Read that scripture again because it's, I mean, I've heard it before, but you said it in a different version and it. Read it again for me.
Okay. Okay, that is
1 Corinthians 20.
Corinthians verse 20. It says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's."
It struck me because it reminds me to continue on with cleanse, you know, that, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prepare ourselves, as they say, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We're trying to eat better. We're trying to clear our mind. We're trying to get our spirits clean so we can be all that He put us on this earth to be. So, you know, I'm glad you read that because, you know, every time I hear that, and I like, I don't know which Bible you're looking at. It said a little different than what I normally hear, but I thank God for that because it helps keep me focused and on track, just doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we forget that it's not about us. It's really about Him. He wants us to become all that He has us to be. So we have to work on it. It's a daily process, you know, and we get so tied up with the things going on in life that, you know, if I didn't have this cleanse, I don't know, this cleanse has got me so far, and I thank God for it because it helps, makes me focus on myself. It makes me focus on what I eat. It makes me focus on my actions, and I look at myself, and I see where I'm at and what I need to work on and move forward. So I'll have to keep that in mind to keep me on track. I thank God for that word this morning.
Okay, actually that came from 1 Corinthians 20, and that's in the King James Version. That's how it reads in the King James Version.
You know what, that's funny, it struck me differently today, you know. I know I heard that before, but it really, you know how you hear a scripture, and every time you hear it, you might hear something different. It's so funny that it sounds so different to me today, and I thank God for it, because it really did something to my spirit when you said it. So that is so funny because, like I said, I read it before, but I just, you know, heard something different in it today. It helped me to, you know, focus in on some things. So it reminded me of what I'm supposed to be doing here. So I thank God for it.
You know, sometimes we hear the word, but sometimes it kind of, you know how sometimes a light bulb just kind of go off?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But sometimes it seems like, you know, we hear it, and then we don't get it. And I was saying, too, you know how a lot of times you just say days and this and that, other, and so you really don't get the full magnitude of the word until you actually read it, you know, self, or it read in the contents in which it is meant. Because I am people that, you know, we hear these cliches, this and that and the other, you know, they may add a word, they may take a word from it or whatever, but it doesn't give you the full context which the scripture is actually. Because like you said, I've heard that it before too until I read it myself. And all those put together, that's why it says not to take away from the word. And that's what I find that, you know, these cliches do. They kind of somehow or another, they take a word out. And when you take a word from it, it makes the meaning not the same. So, yeah. And I looked at it in another translation, the English Standard Version, and it was saying, you are your own, for bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. And that's the Standard English Version. But this in King James that I read was actually how, you know.
But you know, sometimes it depends on where you're at in your life. I mean, I've read it before too with my own eyes. But, you know, certain things of a scripture might stand out to you depending upon where you're at in your life and what you need to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have to thank God for it. That's what I thank God for. Because
yeah.
I asked for focus and commitment on this week. And so that just helps me. Okay, Sheila, you need to really stay focused and committed, you know, to keep that in my mind because there's a reason for it, not just for myself, for the purpose that God has brought me here for. And I thank God for it.
Yeah, you know, because He wants us to be healthy as well. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Yeah.
Just, you know, the number of certain scriptures in the Bible, it tells you that he wants you to actually be healthy. He wants you to be whole. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where you have a balance in you.
Yeah.
Your...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But this is definitely along the lines where he would, I truly believe that he would have us to be. And even if it's just us three on the line, he has something just for us three or whatever. And I'm still not giving up on the vision of this cleanse, because I still see God bringing me together. And, you know, sometimes people, when you're growing your business, you start it small. And he says if we be faithful over a few things,
Yes, good morning, ladies. This is Willing Worker on the line. I was just able to add in. Sorry, I'm on the late hour, but due to a prior obligation, I'm so glad that I was able to get in a few minutes with you ladies. I was beginning to hear about how you were talking about the numbers, and we just had that in church on yesterday. It's so funny because, like you said, it's not about the numbers. You know, it's just about where two or three are touching and agree, and he did promise that he would be in the midst of us. And, you know, I was thinking, my mind went back to where, how faithful, I think it was Joseph in the Bible, how faithful and how persistent he was when he was thrown in the hole and when he was in prison. You know, my mind just went back to that. You know, he didn't give up. So, you know, I do want to encourage you to keep going. You know, it is a need for this. You know, there is a need for prayer because there's so many things that's happening. You know, and I just thank God for this cleanse, and I thank God for you being persistent with this, because this has truly blessed me. I won't hold you long, but I've not been able to be back with you guys since the last cleanse. But I was always praying for the cleanse itself, even after it stopped. Didn't know it was going to start back again, but I continued to thank God for it, because I did find some deliverance through the cleanse myself, through some own personal things, through financial things that I was going through. So, you know, God came in and he delivered. So it is helping. I thank God for it, and be blessed.
Thank you for that. Thank you for joining us this morning in your words of encouragement. Thank you for that. Is there anyone else at this time? Do want to make room for anyone else that may have comments before we wrap it up this morning. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to end with our quote. And it is, you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. And this quote was done by our founder, which is Lisa Thomas, of the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse. So with that, ladies, I want to tell you all, ladies, to have a blessed week, and I will see you again on next Monday at 6 o'clock.
So many ups and downs. so grateful.